Johnny presents the new Philip Morris show, Call for Music.
Call for Dinah Shore.
Gotta act and send, accentuate the positive, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
And for America's finest cigarette,
call for Philip Morris. Call for Philip Morris.
No mistake. Of all leading cigarettes, the superiority of Philip Morris, and only Philip Morris, is recognized by eminent nose and throat specialists. No other cigarette can make that statement. It's the Philip Morris Call for Music, a musical report on what's new this week in show business. And here's Dinah.
The faucet, she is dripping, and the fence, she's falling down. My pocket needs some money so I can go into town. My brother, he's not working, and my sister does not care. My car, she needs some water so I can't go anywhere. Mañana, mañana. Mañana is soon enough for me.
That's very lively, Miss Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Mercer. It's going to be a big tune, you know. We got it tabbed as a song of tomorrow.
Who wrote it?
Some girl singer. I forget her name. Peggy something or other.
Peggy Lee?
Yes, that's the name. Dave Barber's wife. Wonderful guitar player.
Looks to me like these singers are infiltrating on us songwriters.
Well, you infiltrate right back, John boy.
Oh, one, a two. When singers start to write the hits, it's getting pretty tough. We guys who just compose the tunes will find the going rough. My mountain goat vibrato never sounded much like Bing. But now Professor Mercer had better learn to sing.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
Say, can a trumpet player get in on this?
Sure, Harry.
Latch on.
The songs the kids are dancing to are all at your command. We'll play the tunes you want to hear and toot to beat the band. I like to play the ponies and win money every day. But I promise you the trumpet is the only thing I'll play.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
If Peggy Lee is listening, I'll bet she blows her top. She'll stop composing ditties and she'll stick to singing pop. I guess this ought to fix her so she'll never write a note. We sang her song but didn't use a single word she wrote.
Except mañana, 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 mañana is soon enough for me.
Friday night, Harry James, Johnny Mercer, and I are going to bring you a report on what's new and exciting this week in popular music.
And I'll give you my slant on what's happening in the band business.
I'll slip you a mercerized view of the tintinabulations of Tin Pan Alley.
Oh, listen to our voice. Every week, Philip Morris will try to give you an inside look and listen to what's going on in front of the movie cameras, the microphones, and the footlights of a pretty big country.
Well, Dinah, we just got back to Hollywood after touring almost 100 different cities with the band.
Mm-hmm.
And every place we went, we found the same thing. Folks want to hear those old-time good ones.
And the headlines in Variety and Billboard this week say the same thing. They got a big traffic jam down memory lane.
Oh, I don't mind. I like the old songs. There's one old-timer that I did for Columbia Records, and they're bringing it out just in time for St. Valentine's Day. Sweetheart.
if you should stray a million miles away, I'll always be in love with you. And though you find more bliss in someone else's kiss, I'll always be in love with you. I can't do anymore. I've tried so hard to please, but let me thank you for such tender memories. I wish you happiness. As for me, sweetheart, I guess I'll always be in love with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, enough words have been written about cigarettes and smoking pleasure to fill every library from here to Timbuktu. But you'll never hear words that make more sense, words that are more important to you who smoke, than the words you're about to hear now. For these words were written by one of America's top-ranking doctors. Listen to what the doctor has to say.
In cases of irritation of the nose or throat, it is my usual practice with my patients who smoke to suggest that they change to Philip Morris.
And why does the doctor advise this change to Philip Morris? Listen.
The reason for this advice is that I'm convinced that they're less irritating than other cigarettes.
Remember, if your cigarette leaves your throat dry and parched, if it makes you cough or leaves a stale, musty taste in your mouth, these definitely are reasons for a change to Philip Morris. So join up with the thousands who every day are discovering in Philip Morris a cleaner, fresher, milder smoke. A deeper, richer smoking pleasure than they've ever known before. Yes, call for Philip Morris. And remember, of all leading cigarettes, the superiority of Philip Morris, and only Philip Morris, is recognized by eminent nose and throat specialists. No other cigarette can make that statement.
Johnny Mercer, as a songwriter, what do you think of this trend of reviving old tunes?
Well, Dinah, it's interesting to watch the evolution of a song, the different styles it goes through.
Would you like to illustrate?
Absolutely. Now, back in 1927, the banjo was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard a tune that sounded like this.
I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before.
Nifty. And then we get progress. The smooth approach comes into style. You show us, Dinah.
One leaf is sunshine. The second is rain. Third is the roses that grow in the lane. I tell you.
How long have you been studying with Jolson? Then more progress. The boys with the beat took over, and they hotted it up in this fashion. Mr. James, will you take the podium? And then the height of progress, 1948. And we hear this tune with the latest modern embellishments of orchestration and instrumentation.
I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before.
Oh, that's going to set progress back 20 years.
Well, I shouldn't talk. I dug up an old one myself. Remember Sugar Blues?
Oh, I should say I do. You made a swell record of it, Johnny. It really made show business news.
Well, for this, I don't need a banjo. But a trumpet would come in very handy. Is there a trumpet player in the house?
Well, a shuffle off, John Boy. I'm right behind you.
Just give me the old Sugar Blues. Oh, play me that low-down melody. Now you can have your St. Louis, your bebopping too. Hey, you can have your hidey-hoes, but here's a tune that tickles my toes. Oh, what a strain. Just listen to the pep and rhythm in that refrain. Let me stand here with the brass section rising, 'cause it's a chance to do some real harmonizing when they play the Sugar Blues. Oh, Clyde. One fella. Oh, what a strain. Just listen to the pep and rhythm in that refrain. Let me stand here with the brass section rising. Oh, it's a chance to do some real harmonizing when they play the Sugar Blues. I said blue.
Oh, that was really dripping, honey, Mr. Mercer. Philip Morris is going to call for more of the same. Say, have you noticed how many songs lately are written to tell a story? Current bestsellers like Ballerina, Serenade of the Bells. Well, one of my favorite story songs was the title tune of a picture they made at Paramount not so long ago. There's a story the gypsies know is true, that when your love wears golden earrings, he belongs to you. An old love story that's known to very few, but if you wear these golden earrings, love will come to you. By the burning fire they will glow with every cold. You will hear desire murmur low inside your soul. So be my gypsy, make love your guiding light, and let this pair of gold cast their spell tonight.
make love your guiding light. And let this pair of golden earrings cast their spell tonight.
Business belongs any place where people are having a good time. This week, the lights burned bright in the happy city of New Orleans. It was Mardi Gras week, and in the city where jazz was born, music was king once again. Harry, do you have something appropriate for Mardi Gras?
Well, yes, Dinah, we have a brand new number. In fact, it's so new that the ink isn't even dry on the arrangement.
Wonderful.
It's called Ultra, and we hope the granddaddies of jazz from Basin Street will enjoy hearing this 1948 descendant.
Remember this. There's a difference in Philip Morris, an advantage that distinguishes it from any other leading brand. And to you, that difference means a cleaner smoke, a fresher, milder smoke, from your first Philip Morris in the morning to your last one at night. Remember, of all leading cigarettes, the superiority of Philip Morris, and only Philip Morris, is recognized by eminent nose and throat specialists. No other cigarette can make that statement.
Business is bright lights on theater marquees, and the bright lights in front of movie theaters in 100 cities this week are spelling out good news. All about college days when Sis Boom Bah was pretty snappy talk, and the new look ended above the knee instead of the ankle.
It's a wonderful old score, Diana.
Oh, yes, but MGM's added new tune that's shaking the tent poles of all the musical wigwams.
Shake them, Diana.
Don't care if I do. If your temper's getting the top hand, all you have to do is just stop and pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaw's, Chickasaw's, Chattahoochee's, Chippewa's do. If you're feeling mad as a wet hen, mad as you can possibly get, then pass that peace pipe and bury that tomahawk like those Chichimecs, Cherokees, Chaputepecs too. Your ears in, try to use a little control. When all clears in, you'll be top man on the totem pole. But if you wanna be an all right guy, not a long faced blues in the night guy, write that apology and dispatch it. When you've quarreled, it's grand to patch it. Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas, those Chichimecs, Cherokees, Chapultepecs, and those Chicoutimis, Chepachets, and Chickapees, Chochos, Changos, Chattanoogas, Chicharos. Do! In the picture Good News, there's a love song called Just Imagine that June Allison sings to Peter Lawford, only Peter Lawford isn't there. As a matter of fact, he isn't here either, but Harry James is, and he can make any love song sound wonderful. Harry? Mercer, I've always considered you the John Hell Jr. type.
Well, I'll have my cuffs let out in the morning and start parting my hair in the middle, Diana.
You remember the big dancing finale of Good News?
You mean that new dance floor rage that's replacing the bunny hug?
Yes, teach it to us, Professor Mercer.
Here is the drag, see how it goes. Down on the heels, up on the toes. That's the way to do the varsity drag. Hotter than hot, newer than new, meaner than mean, bluer than blue, gets as much applause as waving the flag. You can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise, if you all answer the call,
when your professor cries. Everybody up on the heels, down on the toes. Stay after school, learn how it goes. Everybody do the varsity drag.
Say, you know, that's better than the Charleston. Call for Music is sending you a Vest Pocket edition of the new musical movie, Good News. If you saw Good News when it was a hit on Broadway back in the days before movies even taught, you're sure to remember this song from the score. Come on, Harry, Johnny. Let's go.
The moon belongs to everyone.
Why don't you take advantage of the moon?
Best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone.
Every star in the sky is gleaming.
Just for you.
The flowers in spring,
the robins that sing,
the moonbeams that shine, they're yours,
they're mine,
and love can come to everyone. The best.
Friday night at this time, Philip Morris will bring you a sample of what America is dancing to and dreaming to. We'll send you reports from the sound stages and the wings of the Broadway theaters. We're going to tab the new songs on the rise and the old ones that are coming back. Fellas, I got to hurry home now and find out how Melissa Ann liked the show.
Why, Dinah, does your little baby listen to the radio?
She's not a little baby anymore, Harry. I'll have you know Melissa Ann is 5 1/2 weeks old.
How's her singing voice?
Well, her pitch isn't very good, but she sure sings loud.
Well, over at our house, we've got 2 songwriters now, Mandy and her daddy.
Mandy is 2?
Mandy is 8, approaching 9, and a pretty sharp gal with a lyric.
Well, when our daughter Vicky starts taking trumpet lessons from Phil Spatonley, her daddy's going to retire to a milk farm.
Say, you know what this means, fellas? We got to do a good show or Philip Morris will send in the second team.
I can hear it now. Johnny presents Call for Music, starring Melissa Montgomery, Amanda Mercer, and Victoria James.
Gee, I hope they'll give us another week before the younger generation takes over anyhow. See you next Friday.
Sure thing, Dinah.
We'll be right behind the boy with the brass buttons.
This is Johnny again, returning now to the thousands of store windows and counters all over America. Look for me. I'll be waiting for you. Come in and call for Philip Murray.
For a cleaner, fresher, milder smoke, join the millions who call for Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. Yes, from now on,
this is Dinah saying so long for now, but Johnny Mercer, Harry James, and I'll be calling for music next Friday, same time, same place on the dial. Until then,
call for Philip Murray.
Hello. Hello, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's it, 5. Pipe smokers, try Revelation Pipe Tobacco, a smooth blend of 5 tobaccos. Yes, relax, take 5, take Revelation, a fine pipe tobacco. This is Jack Rourke saying be sure to listen next week to Call for Music. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.